is stolen away, and we have a turnover for the Bearcats. Here comes the blue and gold Bad Axe Hatchets. 4:20 left in the fourth, suddenly leading by 11. Just a moment ago, about 1 minute ago, it was a one-point ball game.
How fast do fortunes change?
John Messing, 4 feet from midcourt against John Brandle to Tommy Morneau. 4 minutes remain in the fourth. Martin Messing to Clark Brady, back out to Morneau. Left wing extended.
The Hatchets are milking the clock right now a little
Morneau
bit.
Morneau pulls into the lane, takes the jump shot, no good. Rebound, Andrew Sutton, and Martin Messing gets the second put back in for two. Tommy Morneau hit the floor, and now he just steals the ball, going the other way, and we have a held ball. It's actually going to be a foul. And Morneau will go to the free throw line for 1-1. The foul will go against Dominic Rosenthal. This game is suddenly getting very chippy. Every coach's nightmare, especially in tournaments. Eighth team foul for the Bearcats. Bad Axe is 4 at the line, shooting 2. Tommy Morneau, first free throw is good. My apologies, that was actually 1-1. Getting ahead of myself. 3:33 left in the fourth. It's 56-42. And now 57-42. Morneau with 18, 9 in each half. Jeffrey Wright, NBA range 3. He got it!
Unbelievable.
He was 6 feet behind the arc on the right wing, and he nailed it to bring it back within 12, 57-45.
Time is running out on the Yubby Bearcats, though. Bad Axe is taking the ball, milking the clock, playing a four corners type of ball game.
John Messing against John Brandle, and it's a push off. John Messing had his arm extended, and he's charged with the offensive foul. 15 foul for the Hatchets. Second for John Messing. Rosenthal inbounds to Matt Mychek, 2:55 left. It's a 12-point game, 57-45. Anthony Sweeney, left corner to Jeffrey Wright. Goes up for the shot. It is held down.
That should have been held ball or traveling.
That should have been a jump ball.
They don't even know what the call is.
They call the travel. That is a blatantly wrong call. And I have no skin in this game. Here comes Bad Axe, as that's the 13th turn for Ubley, the fourth in this fourth quarter. Tommy Morneau to John Messing, left wing. The official across the court with about four players between them. Tommy Morneau at the top of the key is fouled by Matt Mychek. He'll go to the free throw line for 1-1. Ninth team foul for the Bearcats. Block is the official call and goes against Matt Mychek, his second. Morneau has 18 points, has gone 3-for-4 from the free throw line. As the officials double checking the number of team fouls. Morneau at the free throw line, shooting 1-1, leading by 12 points, 2:24 left in the fourth. First is good.
Nothing but net on that one.
58-45, 13-point lead for the Hatchets. Morneau, second free throw is up and good. 14-point game, and we have a full timeout called by Gus Recker of the Bearcats. 59-45, 2:21 left in the fourth quarter.
Welcome to everybody's favorite game show. What would you do for $25? Today's contestant, Jeff Jefferson, is ready to play, and round one starts now. So, Jeff, for $25, would you eat 25 grasshoppers?
I'm gonna pass.
Oh, too bad. How about clean 25 bathrooms, pet 25 tarantulas, watch 25 episodes of Jersey Shore?
I think I'll pass, and definitely pass.
Oh my, all rounds are over and no money made at all tonight. Tell the folks at home, Jeff, why so picky?
I made $25 way easier than that at Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular is kicking off their 25th year. And when I signed up for service, I received $25 off my bill, 25 bonus gigs, 25% off select accessories, and they even offer another $25 in discounts on purchased phones. I actually saved even more by going with the new Samsung Galaxy Core Prime, which was free when I signed up. Way easier than eating bugs or cleaning toilets, don't you think?
Easier than hosting this show, too. That's all the time we have, folks. If you need me, I'll be at Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Carol Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms of service apply. All that I can say was...
.221 left in the fourth quarter. BetX leads by 14 points, 59-45. Ubley ball on the side. And the officials are calling for a towel.
Well, somebody's got to throw in the towel with a 14-point
the officials
deficit.
Are.
.221 to go. In all intents and purposes, BetX is really in the driver's seat on this one, unless some miracles are pulled up by Gussie Recker in that last time out.
With 4:37 to go, it was a 9-point lead. With 5 minutes to go, it was a 1-point lead for the Hatchets. Right now, 59-45, BetX by 14, 2:18 left. Into the corner, John Brandle for the Bearcats. Down the baseline, goes for the layup, and we have a push. If I was going to say anything, that should have been goaltending.
Could have been, but he... That ball is going sailing over the hoop anyways.
And they're going to say it was on the floor.
What? No, he was in the act of shooting.
35 with the push.
That's
Andrew Sutton.
Fourth.
That's his fourth. Team sixth. All right, they're going to say now two shots.
Now that's
because
proper
that
call.
First free throw for John Brandle is good. Sutton sits down, Haleski back in. 13-point game, 59-46, Bearcats trail. Shooting a second free throw from John Brandle. And he misses it. Rebound, Martin Messick.
Can't leave those points, Ben, especially if you're trying to catch up.
Ubley is being out-rebounded in the fourth quarter, 8-1. 2:02 left in the fourth. 59-46, 13-point lead for the Hatchets. Morneau dribbling in circles. Left wing extended, now top of the key for John Messing. Over to the right wing, Clark Brady. Double team coming from the Bearcats. Into the corner, Ryan Haleski. Down the baseline, floater is up and good. Ryan Haleski's first points of the night with two. 15-point lead, 61-46. And Clark Brady steals it. 14th turnover for the Bearcats tonight.
You know, this is about the time that Tommy Morneau may want to sit down.
That's actually a valid point. John Messing, top of the key, against Matt Mychek. To Clark Brady, left wing at midcourt. Dribbling in the weave. Now Morneau at the right wing at the free throw line. Dribbles back out, and he is fouled by Matt Mychek. John, exactly for that reason, he should maybe be
well, right
about
now, Buddy McLeod's coming in, and that's probably what's going to happen if he's coming in for the shooter.
61-46, BetX by 15 with 1:10 left in the fourth. Of course, don't forget, we'll have another game right after this one. Morneau's first free throw, no good. And here comes a whole new division for the Bearcats. Cade Walsh, David Messing, and Steven Nemec is out there. And for BetX, Zach Arntz checks in. Replaces John Messick.
Yeah, Buddy's coming in for the shooter. And so if Tommy was a really nice guy, he would go ahead and make it. Yeah. But if he really wanted to go ahead and put it to Buddy, he'd go ahead and miss the shot and then play out the minute and 10.
70 seconds left. And he makes the free throw, and Morneau comes out. Buddy McLeod checks in.
That's a good teammate.
Here comes Jeffrey Wright trailing by 16. Three is up, and he got it. Jeffrey Wright will not quit. He has 20 points and four threes to boot. 62-49, 13-point lead for the Hatchets. 53 seconds left in regulation. Don McLeod dribbling and nearly lost it. Martin Messing double team. Dribbles out of it. Down to the right corner.